Blog Talk Radio.
It is 2017, 6:30 p.m. on January the 5th, and it's time for the Transformation Zone, where we take what you give us and transform it into something and give it back to you tenfold. So we want to welcome you to 2017. We want to welcome you to your best year ever. And I'll tell you, starting this year in the right mindset, the right frame of mind, with the right attitude, is essential to taking you from where you were in 2016 to where you're destined to be in 2017 and beyond. And we're going to start this year. We are fortunate tonight. We have a guest who is going to work and talk to you tonight about being unstoppable. And believe it or not, most people never get to the point where they understand about being unstoppable because they're willing to settle for right where they are. And we're going to talk to my good friend Terrence Leftridge tonight, who is a life accountability coach. And his company is called the Unstoppable Coaching Services. And he works with people just like you and I to help us take our performance, our attitude, our lifestyle, and our mindset from good to great. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to a gentleman that I've gotten to know over the last couple of years, and I really respect and admire, and I've asked him to come on. And Terrence, how are you?
Hey, Velton, it's an unstoppable day. How are you this evening?
I'm not as good as you, and I'm fantastic. So I know exactly where you see, what you see.
So, man, if I had your hand, I would cut mine off.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. No, they'd call you nubby, and then you'd have to go back and get something else. Terrence, you know, it's funny because we met over the internet in a couple of situations a couple of years ago where we spoke on some platforms with our good friends Shea Brown and Trevor Ott. And over the years,
yes,
I followed you and gotten to be familiar with your platform. But here, do me a favor. For those of you, those who are listening tonight who are unaware, tell us a little bit about your story and how you came up to develop the platform of being unstoppable and really what it means to be unstoppable.
Well, first and foremost, thank you, Velton, so much for allowing me to share your platform this evening. My name is Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leftridge with Unstoppable Coaching Services. I'm a life accountability coach, and we provide services to help you create your vision, implement your vision, but Velton, more importantly, we hold you accountable to making that vision a reality. We believe that as long as you have the commitment plus the accountability, then you have the success formula for being unstoppable. And I work alongside of you as an accountability partner to make sure that those three things happen. Because here's the one thing I know. Velton, you probably have created a vision for your life. You have a plan for your success, and you probably put some of those strategies and some of those mechanisms in place to become successful. But here's the one thing I know. In everybody's life, at one point or another, life gets in the way. Now, whether that's a failed relationship, whether that's a failed business, whether that is a health challenge, whether that is a loss of a loved one, whether it is just misguided thoughts or uninformed actions, life has a way of stopping us in our tracks. and not allowing us to fulfill the dreams and fulfill those visions that we created for ourselves. And then ultimately those dreams end up going to the grave with us, to where the dream dies cemetery. And I think there's one of those cemeteries in every city, in every state, in every country, and I dare say in every continent on this planet. Somebody has allowed their dreams to die with them. And that was my story. And my story for a long time is I was misdirected. You know, I was living in somebody else's expectation for my life. I wrote in my book, my first book, You Are Unstoppable, The 11 Key Attributes to Living an Unstoppable Life. I wrote in the book that, you know, my family had a different ideal of who I was and who I was going to be all the way from a little child. My great-grandmother thought I was going to be John Wayne. I was going to be an actor. My aunt thought that I was going to be the next Thurgood Marshall because I was smart in school and, you know, I was getting the best grades in my family. So everybody had their own expectations for who I was going to be except for me. And Velton, I'm sure there's many people and maybe some people that's listening to your show that have grown up in the same situation, living through somebody else's vision for them instead of finding their purpose for themselves. And because
wow,
of that,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's something that I hear with all of my clients. It's a common theme that, you know, we haven't quite figured it out. We don't know what we want to do. We don't know what our vision is, or we don't know how to create that vision. And that was me. And so I lived the life based upon somebody else's vision of what I should be doing. You know, I went to school based upon somebody else's vision of what I should do. I pursued careers based upon somebody else's vision of what I should do. I took my first, second, third job based upon somebody else's vision of what I should do. And ultimately, I ended up either walking away or losing each one of those jobs because I had to realize that those were not my visions. Those were not my purpose. Those were somebody else's. And so along the course of the way, I found myself being stopped time and time and time again. And it was just at one point, I remember laying in my bed and I couldn't fall asleep. And I was just having a conversation with God. And I was like, God, give me the word that is going to help me figure out where it is I need to go, and more importantly, where it is you want me to go. Give me that word that is just going to define my life. And the word he gave me, Velton, was unstoppable. Now, the skies didn't open up, the sunshine didn't come down, manna didn't come down from heaven when he gave it to me. But it was an epiphany because that one word said exactly what I needed to hear. Because, Velton, I was just, when you think about the definition of unstoppable, there's three parts. It's the un, it's the stop, and it's the able. And when you pull those different words around into a sentence, it just basically says not able to be stopped. And that's what I wanted to say for my life. I wanted to be able to say that no matter what the trials, no matter what the tribulations, no matter what the circumstances that came my way, I am not able to be stopped in pursuing my dreams and reaching my purpose.
That's amazing. You know, it's interesting because I listened to your story, and I know there are a lot of other people that are out there tonight who have encountered a similar situation. You know, many times as we're growing up, our parents, those people that are funding our education, those people who are entrusted with guiding us through our lives, have a vision of who they want us to be and what we should be, just like you said. And we get frustrated or we get deterred, and we never really have the opportunity to realize our full potential. And I've heard it said that the one place that has more potential unrealized than any other place on earth is the graveyard.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And it is so unfortunate.
So how do you work with people to help them develop this attitude of being unstoppable? Because, you know, as you know, and we all experience, it's one thing to say I'm going to be unstoppable, but you hit on something. You talked about being held accountable. How do you hold them accountable?
Definitely. So, you know what, everybody needs a coach, and that's my opinion, and my opinion is kind of biased since I am a coach, but I firmly believe that in every stage of your life, you have had a coach. Now, they may not have called it a coach. It may have had a different word. See, Delta, when you were first growing up, you had your parents, and your parents taught you and coached you on learning the things that you needed to learn to do the things that you needed to do at that point, whether it was showing you how to crawl or showing you how to walk or showing you how to hold a spoon so that you eat or whatever it was. At that point in your life, your parents were your first coaches. And then as you got older and you started going to school, your teachers became your next coach. They taught you how to read. They taught you how to write. They taught you how to do, like we said in the old country, arithmetic, not arithmetic. They taught you arithmetic. So your teachers became your coaches. You know, they taught you what you needed to do, and then they tested you on what they taught you. They didn't just give you all the answers. They gave you a strategy. They gave you a methodology, and then they tested you on what they showed you. But even if you passed or if you failed, the teacher was still there. If you passed, the teacher was there to teach you more. If you failed, the teacher was there to show you what you did wrong and coach you through to how to do it right. And then, so you've had coaches at every level of your life, but sometimes we get to the point, and especially in this microwave society that we live in now, we get to the point where we think we don't know any, we don't need anybody, and that we know it all now. And that's when our world falls apart. Because if it's one thing I know, is if you think you know it all, then you definitely need to get with somebody, because there is so much more we need to learn. As long as you're breathing, there's another opportunity to learn something new. But we get caught up in the world that says, I've achieved this goal, and because I've achieved this goal, then I should receive this reward. And I don't know about you, Velton, but in my life, that equation ain't always true. You know, and so that's what an accountability partner does. An accountability partner or a coach works with you at that point where you need to learn that extra thing, where you need to learn that new thing to be a better speaker, where you need to learn that new thing to be a better writer, where you need to learn that new thing to do or perform better on your job, where you need to learn that new thing to reach the next level in your athletic ability. That's where a coach continues to come into play in people's life. But it's the one thing that the coach doesn't do, and the coach doesn't do the work for you. And that's important to know.
Say that again, because I think everybody needs to understand that.
Yes. The difference between a coach and a chauffeur is that a coach does not do the work for you. A coach helps you learn how to do the work, but ultimately it is up to you to do the work. And in the equation that I said earlier with Unstoppable Coaching Services, we help you create the vision. We help you implement the vision, but the third piece is where we really shine, because we hold you accountable to putting in the work. We hold you accountable to doing what you need to do to make that vision become a reality. Because, Velton, a vision without a plan remains a dream. And I don't spend
time with dreams.
Well, I
don't blame you, and I agree wholeheartedly. You know, it's interesting because one of the things that a lot of people growing up are told is if you talk about yourself too much, it's like you're bragging or you're being too self-indulgent. And a lot of people have gotten away from really, number one, understanding who they are based on where they come from or where they've been. And number two, that there are people out there who need to hear your story because they have either experienced similarities or similar things, or they're going through something that by hearing your story, it may touch them, change them, or help them better define who they really are or where they're really going. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of telling your story?
You know, that's a great question, and thank you for asking. It's one thing that I have learned since I have become a coach, and I've been coaching professionally now since 2009, and that coaching has opened up many avenues to allow me to do speaking and to also do a radio show just like you do. So I congratulate you on stepping out and creating the Transformation Zone, and I know that you are helping thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people transform their life on a weekly basis. But the one thing that you do each and every week, I'm sure, is you allow somebody to tell their story. And why that is so important is because, Velton, I may know you, but I don't know everybody. Last time I checked, there was over 8 billion, billion with a B, people on this thing we call planet Earth.
Absolutely.
And I know, because the greatest book ever written says to me that everybody was created with a purpose. And within that purpose comes a story that creates that purpose. I also know that over the course of my life, that every time someone shared their purpose with me, it not only aided them, but it helped me. So here's the point. The point is that you never know who your story is going to help. Your story may not be for everybody, but everybody needs to hear your story. Why? Because everybody might know that one somebody whose life will be changed by hearing your story. And if you don't tell your story to everybody, somebody is not going to hear your story.
Absolutely. Absolutely amazing. Because, you know, it's so true, and we all have special nuances or special things that have happened to us that will touch somebody. So,
yeah.
Now, as people tell their story, you know, there are, when most of the time when you're up there and you're speaking as a speaker yourself, if you get the opportunity to get on a platform, you have sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes 60 minutes, sometimes 90 minutes. If you're up there for 90 minutes, most of the time the most you can do is leave your audience with three things that they have to have or they need to take away from your story. So when you're crafting your story and you're crafting these things, what are the three things that you need to put together to enable you to tell your story?
Well, you know, the three things that I usually put in every presentation that I put is I put, number one, a little bit of me. You see, because you speak, Velton, I speak, you know, you mentioned Shea Brown earlier, Trevor Ott, they speak, and you know, in their following, there are thousands of people who also speak. But nobody can speak like you speak to your circle of influence, and nobody can speak like I speak to my circle of influence. And that's what people are looking for when they hear us speak. They're looking to not just hear some pie-in-the-sky content. They're looking to take a little piece of you away from that presentation after you speak. I just did a show. My show is called Unstoppable Stories, also on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday nights. And I had the opportunity to hear this young lady by the name of Zasha. Zasha has a powerful story of transformation, body transformation, where she lost 180 pounds over the course of 15 months. Yes, yes. Let me say that number again. 180 pounds over 15
months. Well,
hold on,
Terrence. She lost a whole person.
She lost a whole person plus. You know. But even as great as that statement was, Veltzen, that wasn't what caught me. What caught me was her story of how she got to the point where she had to lose 180 pounds. See, many times we look at TV, we look at movies, we watch videos, and we see the person as they are today. And we think that, oh, this person must have been born with a silver spoon. Oh, this person must be balling out because they got all this money. Oh, this person must be this, they must be that. Because we see them at the top of the mountain. But the story, Veltzen, the transformational story, comes from how they got up the mountain. How some of them ran up the mountain, how some of them had to crawl up the mountain, how some of them got halfway up the mountain and got kicked back down and had to start all over again, how some of them got to the top of the mountain, Veltzen, and found out they were on the wrong mountain.
Wow.
That's the story. That story is a story who's going to help a young Veltzen, because there is a young Veltzen Shawell out there. Maybe their name isn't Veltzen Shawell. Maybe their name is Tommy. Maybe their name is Matt. But they are watching you, and they are listening to your story. And they're not listening to the story to see what you're doing right now. They're listening to the story to see how you got where you got, because they want to do what you do. They want to transform lives. They want to be unstoppable. They want to lose a whole person and feel better about themselves. And the only way they're going to know how to take that first step to do it is by hearing how you did it, or hearing the mistakes you made that they shouldn't make, or to hear that, you know what, you may think this is a microwave society, but sometimes, baby, it's just better to bake it instead of microwaving it. That comes from my friend Dr. Ed Womack in his latest book. Because people need to understand that this, you know, everybody who looks like an overnight success didn't happen overnight. And that's why different stories like that are so important. So you gotta leave a part of yourself, but then you've also got to be authentic. When I go on stage, I don't go on stage trying to be the next Veltzen Shawell. I don't go on stage trying to be the next Les Brown. I go on stage trying to be the best Terrence Lethbridge, because I know I have a purpose that is different from Veltzen, that is different from Les, that's different from anybody else who went on that stage before me or anyone who's going to come on that stage after me. So if I don't go on and walk in my assignment, if I don't go on and fulfill my purpose, then I'm doing a disservice to anyone who may have been sent there consciously or unconsciously. And somebody's going to get that after this broadcast. I am doing a disservice to anyone who has come there and heard me speak, because I always want to leave people better off for meeting me than they were before they met me. So
absolutely.
That's the first thing is to make sure you share a little bit of yourself. Second thing is make sure you share your authentic self. And then the third thing is that in speaking, you want to give somebody a call to action. I want you to, now that you've gotten a little piece of me, and now that you've heard my story, and now that you've learned some strategies that are going to help you walk out of this door and take the first steps towards being unstoppable in your life, I'm going to give you a call to action. And that call to action may simply be, just do it. That call to action might be quit quitting. A good friend of mine, Shamir Mallard, he just wrote a book that called Quit Quitting and Power Through to Your Success. But he said to quit quitting first, because there are things that you're going to have to stop doing, Velton, in order for you to start doing the things that you want to do. And so that's the call to action that I give to everybody I come in contact with when I tell them to be unstoppable. Because my story is all about being unstoppable in my life and showing you how to be unstoppable in your life too.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, those three points are fantastic, and I hope that those in the audience that are listening tonight took out their pen and their paper and wrote them down, because they are applicable to so many different facets of, in life, not just what people need to do to be prepared to tell their story, but what they need to do to be prepared to move their performance or their situation from where they are to where they really want to be. But before, we're almost out of time, but there's one more thing that I really want you to talk about. You know, when I contacted you a couple of weeks ago, you're always talking about being unstoppable, but you talked about your motto for 2017, be seen in 2017. Can you give us a little bit about that? And then I want you to tell people how to get in touch with you.
Absolutely. You know, I believe it's important for us to tell our story, but I think it's really important for us to be seen in 2017, because, Velton, the world needs us. The world needs our story. I don't know who may be listening to you right now, but I need you to understand that the world needs to hear you tell your story. And the only way they're going to hear you tell your story is for you to tell your story. The only way they're going to see you tell your story is for you to get out where they can see you. The only way they're going to read about your story is for you to put it on paper, put it in a book. And so that's what I do with my Unstoppable Coaching 6-month Results, Unstoppable Results Program. It's a 6-month program where we help you get your story out there in a book. We help you get your book out there to a platform or a base so that you can build up a circle of influence who need to hear your story. And then we show you how to put on benefits or events that are going to help people to really further your circle of influence, so that the people that need to hear your story get access to your story as well as you. You know, the book is the new business card, Velton. So I show people how to craft their book, how to get their book published. But when you do that, you can just put your book on the shelf and be done. But that's not telling your story. So we take that book, and then we help you get on platforms just like my show, just like your show, other internet radio, local TV, get your speaking engagements, and then we show you how to parlay that book and how to parlay those speaking opportunities into creating your own events where you can go out and serve people on a larger scale. You can serve, you can go out and create your circle of influence, and then you can ultimately reach the people that need to be reached by your story.
Fantastic.
And so if someone – go ahead.
I was going to say, so if someone's interested in getting that kind of help, that kind of coaching, that kind of information, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to get in contact with me is through my website. You can go to my website at unstoppablecoaching.com. Right there on the homepage, you can sign up for my newsletter. You can sign up for my books. And you can also leave me information where I can get in contact with you to have a deeper conversation and hear your story and see if your story is a story that needs to be told on a larger scale and on a higher level. You can also reach me on social media, all social media. I am on Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, Twitter, LinkedIn, all under Terrence Lefteridge. Or you can also reach me on my Facebook fan page for my radio show, The Unstoppable Story Show. And you can leave me a direct message there. We can get in contact with you to set up a time where we could talk about your story. Or if you're really bold, if you're really aggressive and you really want to do this, 773-550-0313 is my number.
Fantastic. Terrence, you know, it's amazing because 30 minutes have already come and gone, and I just feel like we've scratched the surface on the conversation that we've been having. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. I know there's a lot of people that keep you busy and you're in high demand. I will ask that you give us the honor of coming back and seeing us again down the road and giving us an update on what's happened in Clarence, why don't I want to call you Clarence? Terrence Lefteridge, Unstoppable 2017. I said Clarence five times. And I'm very sensitive mm-hmm. with a name like Velton, where people always
right. Yeah. Well, you know what? I charge it to your head, not your heart. I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity to be on your platform. And as always, you know what? I wish you an unstoppable new year as you transform people's lives. And Velton, here's to living your life on the next level.
All right, my brother. God bless. Take care. Thanks for joining us this evening, and we will talk to you very, very soon. Well, folks, the clock on the wall says our time is up, but I know that you have had some great information placed your way this evening, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to share this time with us. Remember, we're here to help you transform your thinking so that you can ultimately transform your world. I'm your host, Velton Shawl. Thanks again for joining us. God bless and good night.